old-fashioned, no-frills highway rest stops welcome motorists looking for a bathroom, a bite to eat, or a break from the road. But recently, a driver complained that he was fined 1,200 yuan, or $175 US, for driving overtime after falling asleep at a rest stop. So this is a little bit technical, actually.
Yeah.
Lai Meng, what exactly happened here?
Very interesting story. I've only just learned about this overtime charge on China's highway now that I've only gotten my driver's license for about a month. And actually, that concept wasn't included in any knowledge test previously that I took. And so apparently this latest story really shed some light on what's happening on those highways. So last December, a driver surnamed Zhou planned to drive from Handan, Hebei province, back to his hometown in Qingdao, Shandong province. And when he drove on the highway, the sun went down and it got dark, and he also felt very tired. So he decided to take a break in the form of a nap in a service station. And when he woke up the next morning, as he wanted to exit the highway, he was told by the staff at the toll station that he needed to pay an extra 1,200 yuan for driving over time on the highway. And Joel explained that he just slept in the service station the night before. However, since he did not have any evidence, like a receipt from a hotel or anything, he could not prove that, and he had to pay the fine. And I have to say, 1,200 yuan, that's a lot of money to pay up front.
That is a lot of money. I think that would be a few times more than the already pretty expensive toll fee one needs to pay
It's twice the amount you pay from traveling from Shanghai to Beijing. It's about, so from Shanghai and Beijing is like 1,200 kilometers. And for that, you only need to pay like 600 yuan. And that this 1,200 yuan is like twice that much.
Yes, and considering that the mileage from Handan to Qingdao is actually quite a bit shorter, so it's a lot of money to pay, and it was a major surprise for this guy. Mm-hmm. So he was taking a nap or just sleeping at the rest stop overnight, and he didn't check in to like a small motel there are some of these resting areas in the stop that that provides you with a bed kind of thing. So he was trying to get some rest and also save some money, I would think, since he was just cramped in his car to take the sleep. But later on, he realized that he had to be fined for all of this. Did this take you by surprise?
I think the only question I'm asking is, okay, so the initial intention of this driver was to stay for just a nap, which could probably be maybe less than an hour. And I'm thinking, okay, that's fine. But then he tended to oversleep. That tells me, if you stop by, like, let's say 7 p.m., it's dark, and you say, okay, I'll stop and take a nap, and then you sleep and you wake up, it's the following day. That tells you something. He obviously did not get enough rest the previous day before he embarked on his journey. Mm-hmm. Somehow, this could be his fault, because he did not make sure that he slept well. Unless if automatically his body clock, naturally, every day, like clockwork, goes to sleep at around the same time every day, then that makes sense. But also at the same time, I would say, okay, if he was going to stop to take a nap, it also depends. Did he know this was the rule that he will be fined afterwards? Did he not know that? And if he knew that, why didn't he set an alarm? I'm sure he had a smartphone with an alarm clock on it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Not many of us know. I'm a driver, and I've recently had to do multiple road trips necessary to my hometown on the highway, but I was not aware of this situation.
It was not part of any knowledge test or any driver's manual in any province or anything. At least in Beijing, I took the knowledge test just last month. I don't remember having read anything about an overtime charge.
Yeah, and why do people need to be charged for sleeping a little bit or a few hours too long at the rest stop on a highway?
I mean, I could get where the officials of these toll stations, or this service station, are coming from. Okay, for one thing, I would say I respect this driver because he recognized he was very fatigued, which would have led to a much dire situation after he didn't. But then at the same time, this is a public place. For example, there are probably so many drivers who would like to use the same space, so it's shareable and it's free. So if you stay there overnight, basically you're trying to take to occupy the space for much longer and say, you know, you don't really care. Maybe you don't really care, or you're not thinking about other drivers who might also want to use up that particular spot. And that's why perhaps if you overuse it, then you have to be overcharged, because then you're inconveniencing other people.
Well, that is a valid point, but if it was pretty late, then just by personal observation, these rest areas aren't really so packed, but during the day, especially during holidays, like this time when I had to drive on the highway, I do remember seeing there's sometimes massive queues that could go on for a kilometer just to get into the rest area or these rest stops. And these days, especially in the last decade or so, we see that car ownership has gone up significantly in China.
Yeah.
So that also means that there's going to be more people driving on the highways, therefore more people that need to go to these rest stops to go to the bathroom, get a snack, or just to stretch their legs. And we've seen, as a result, that the number of rest stops has also gone up exponentially across China. So this has actually become a bit of a new business, so to speak. And here, when we come back to this driving overtime issue for motorists, why is this actually a thing, Lai Ming?
Well, first of all, let's don't make it sound like it's a very, very, very bad thing. And this overtime fee is not that when you sleep for 2 hours and all of a sudden you have to pay 1,200 yuan. And it's actually a fee charged for cars driving for over 24 hours in the highway network or over 12 hours in one highway section. It's a punitive measure that aims to crack down on the dodging of toll fees. So actually, at least according to a lot of the news reports that we've been reading recently, is actually a policy that's designed to fight people who try and skip paying a large amount of toll fees. I'll give you one example. Say a driver is going from A, point A, through all the way through point Z, going down the alphabetic order. Then you know that sometimes there are people to try to avoid paying fees. And actually, if you go from A to Z, the price could be somewhat between, let's say, the example in Shanghai and Beijing is like 600 yuan all the way through. And what if some guy at point X or Y, if they swipe a card and enter this highway system, and when the driver that's coming from point A meets the guy that swipes in with at point X, then they will switch cars. Namely, just the guy that assists in cheating the toll fee will sell his card to the first driver from point A. That way, the driver who's from driver at point A will be considered coming from point X, and then therefore has traveled a much shorter distance, and therefore perhaps he or she only has to pay, say, 100 yuan.
That is so confusing, I have to say. I absolutely have no idea what you just said there, but I will...
It was a little confusing.
It's a little confusing.
Yeah. But certainly for someone to, if they're really determined to save up, also known as dodging the toll fee, then they need to go through so much trouble. And this is a possible scenario that I suppose the highway authorities want to avoid. And therefore, they came up with this charge?
I don't know, because I'm under the impression that whoever is smart enough to cheat the system with the method that I just introduced now, I think they will be smart enough to find a way to cheat the system even with this overtime fee in place.
But then my question is, like, having lived in China for quite a long time, I've noticed that even using a simple mobile bike, you have to pay like a huge amount of money as deposit. Why can't they do that such that when you go on the highway, they deduct money from, you have to pay a particular deposit until, you know, your journey ends. You put in, okay, so I'm going from point A to point Z, and then they deduct what's worth that distance.
The thing is, when they enter the highway, you get a card that's issued to you that sort of records where you enter the highway system.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, whoever that is assisting you to cheat the system, they will give you a card that's from point X. That's like
so
near
it's actually
the point.
Officials themselves are the toll gates who are helping you cheat the system.
Well, no, actually there are people who would do that for you, and then freelancers who see the business opportunity in it, and they will drive and they will enter the highway system from point X, and then you, when you meet up, when say if I want to cheat the system, I will meet up with that guy,
mm-hmm.
and buy a card
in advance
from him or her that would assist me in cheating the system, therefore pretend that I'm actually from point X. I'm not from point A. Therefore, I must have traveled a shorter distance.
But then do you pay the fees at the end of the journey or at the beginning
at
of the journey?
At the end of the journey,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, depending on how long you traveled.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And actually, you get charged halfway as well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's really essential that you keep the card where you
get
you get it and where you started the journey, and then... Yeah, it's a long journey of paying and keeping cards, getting new ones and all that stuff. And
yeah, it sounds a little bit of a hassle that somebody would go through all this trouble just to save a few hundred yuan. But then again, you never know.
But because I read a news story about how the guy goes about doing his business. And every time, you know, every time he enters the highway system, he gets to make a few thousand yuan. So imagine how many
Whoa.
Times he can do it.
Well,
so that actually is a huge business opportunity. And actually, this is not in exclusive in China. I mean, dodging or a toll fee evasion kind of thing. I read in the story, I can't remember where, but actually the story says at Port Authority in New York, they are suffering about $31 million in the year 2015
mm-hmm.
from toll fee cheaters.
So this is actually something that different places in the world...
It's a global issue.
It is.
But not in your home country, Kenya.
I think, okay, this could also be part of it soon, because growing up, we had some highways, but we never really had to pay toll fees going from one city to another. But I was just reading an article from Xinhua News Agency, and they were talking about, I think it was last year that the Kenyan government said, or the Kenyan National Highways Authority, which manages the roads and the road system in the country, that they're actually planning to privatize highways so that they can have private companies run and maintain the roads in Kenya. So that means drivers from possibly really soon will start paying these toll fees. But then there's always a loophole in this. And these days people are very smart, and we might actually have the same problems where, you know, people will trick the system by, you know, exchanging cards and stuff like that, and having some unscrupulous people or even unscrupulous, you know, government officials or people working in these systems to help you cheat it. So I'm pretty sure, even though it's not happening now, it will happen in the future.
Well, if there were people who really want to just exploit the loopholes,
yes.
they use their wisdom and their willpower to
right, and people
to go
might
through that.
People might actually find alternative ways of doing this.
I think that is a concern that I think most people can understand after some explanation. But this also means that it could possibly be impeding some good people that just want to take some sleep
mm-hmm.
to prevent fatigue driving, which is, like Neela has mentioned earlier, a very dangerous thing. And not to mention that China has Another regulation that seems to be very serious about punishing fatigue driving, that's the amended China's law on road traffic safety. Like in the past, a driver who drove a vehicle while being tired and gets caught, that would mean 6 points deduction. But now it's 12 points deduction if a driver is found driving fatigued. So with this policy of charging extra when there's so-called driving overtime issue on the highway, it just seems like the two regulations are going head in head. So on the one hand, you're punishing fatigue driving. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you're not really wanting people, allowing people to take the necessary rest. Mm-hmm. And it could be a bit longer than a couple of hours. Then what are people going
to
do?
Is there a time limit for drivers to be on the highway? Is there a set time limit?
It's 24 hours
in the highway network and over 12 hours in one highway section. And really, every province will have different policies. But my knowledge, but my understanding is actually it's not going to have a huge effect on what good behaving drivers who really only just want to take a break. And I also doubt whether it will have effect on cunning drivers who would like to cheat the system, because being smarter than the average drivers, they always find a way to crack down on it. I mean, I have a half a mind to suspect that actually this is a move to encourage, or at least to sort of get drivers to spend money at service stations so that they will have a proof that they have taken a break at a service station. And also, what I don't like about this policy is that actually not a lot of people are aware of this. I mean, if you are an average driver and if you're tired and if you like to save time and save money, just take a break in your car in the service station. You have no idea that you're going to be charged such a large amount. I mean, that's just not fair.
That's a really good point. And also, yes, I've been on the highway recently, had to drive back to actually my father's hometown to deal with some family matters. And on the way, there was a rainstorm. Mm-hmm. It was pretty scary because I've never driven in such a heavy rainstorm when I could hardly see the traffic in front of me. My vision was pretty much
impaired
in that mm-hmm. regard, and I had to follow the tail lights of the car in front of me to just know that I'm driving on the right road, kind of thing.
Or even if you're still on the road.
Exactly. So in that kind of situation, what I wanted to do was certainly to drive to one of those, the nearest rest stations or the rest stop, and just wait until the rainstorm is over. Well, I didn't know about this policy back then, and it happened that the rest stop was packed, so we were sort of forced to go on. But, you know, there are some of these legitimate reasons when people sort of want to take a rest, or they should do that, so safety is guaranteed.
And one last thing that I don't feel so happy about this policy is actually, if it really is meant to fight toll cheating, and as it is introduced by many news stories that I've read, then I think it's not fair, because by introducing this policy, actually the authorities are assuming that everyone is suspected or is guilty of cheating toll fee, and that's just not right. Because if you know the basics of law and legislation, you know that what happened to innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
What happened to that? I mean, also, if you really suspect that everyone is going to cheat the system, if you make that claim, shouldn't you bear the burden of proof? Shouldn't the authorities or the highway management be charged with the responsibility to prove that everyone is cheating the system, instead of us, regular drivers, having to buy something from a service station just to prove that, oh, I spent some time in the service station, that's why I'm late.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. And also, this could possibly make drivers want to continue driving even if they feel a little bit tired. And that is something that we want to avoid. So right now, it seems like some people are saying that technology can help us solve this issue, as there is the ETC cards that's being issued, electronic toll collection cards. Or so pretty much you are being punched in and out from every toll station, and your track would be recorded. And do you think this is a good solution to prevent this from to prevent us from paying this extra fine?
I think it's going to have some kind of effect, because the current technology that highways are adopting cannot accommodate, or at least they are too primitive to the point that they cannot record the full number plates, all the numbers on the number plate. They can only record the last three digits. That's why many people who want to assist in cheating the system, they can always come up with fake car plates to try and to go with the potential to go with the car plates of their potential customers. And with advanced systems, obviously they can the systems, I hope it is going to be able to record the make, the model, and also the obviously the car plate number.
And actually also the name and the ID ID of the person.
Yeah, so
you can't just give your card to somebody else to use it.
Well, yeah, it seems like you're just giving up more of your data, and make sure that you're recorded in the system. Then possibly you don't need to pay the fines in the future. You're listening to Roundtable. We'll be back after this short break.